This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. 713-780-ESPN. Bonus cash or trash. Hot dogs in movie theaters are better than in baseball parks.
I've never done a hot dog in a movie theater.
I'd trash in that.
So I'm going to trash it?
Brian probably
trash.
Has.
I actually have.
Knew it.
Good call. No, the theater near my house has dollar hot dogs, so it's kind of hard.
Is that a big thing? Go to dollar hot dog, dollar dog night at the theater?
You know,
is it on Tuesdays?
I don't know why they do it, but they do it, so occasionally I do get one.
Is it on Tuesdays?
No, it's every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't. You know, why not?
Is it better at a movie theater than it is at a baseball park?
No, I would trash. Yeah, I think it's better at a theater or a baseball game.
Cash or trash, bratwurst, better than hot dogs?
Cash.
Yeah, it's
not even close.
Do you put sauerkraut on your brat?
If I get it from somewhere, yes. But not like, I've never like made it at home.
I think you just buy the jar.
Or that. I've never done that. I don't know why.
Yeah, I like sauerkraut. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Hunter Brown, grade 2, shoulder strains, not going to pitch for weeks. Weeks. Somebody asked Gronk how long it would take for him to reasonably return. Gronk says for a grade 2 shoulder strain, moderate partial tear. That's awesome. The Astros' plan of no throwing for a few weeks lines up with the standard MLB protocol. Typical 3 to 4 weeks of rest and rehab first. Then it's 4 to 6 week ramp up, light tossing, bullpen, simulated games. Total realistic timeline for returning to pitching 8 to 12 weeks from injury date. So mid-June to mid-July, barring setbacks, similar to Pablo Lopez's 2025 grade 2 teres major strain. They'll be extra cautious with an ace. Expect IL extension if needed. Thank you, Gronk. So mid-June, mid-July, there's your window. Somewhere around my birthday.
Yikes. I mean, that still sounds somewhat best case. Too.
Right? Yeah, it is.
Because like, the no setbacks is part of the key there, is that he doesn't re-injure this at all, and everything's just fine and dandy when he can start ramping up again in 3 to 4 weeks.
So, Gronk, should we do a guess the date on Hunter Brown?
Yes.
When does Hunter Brown make his return, his triumphant return, to start a game for the Houston Astros?
Last time I did this with you,
yeah,
I got it right by about a week.
It was Lance McCullers.
For Lance McCullers.
And you were like the only one that was opening day 2025?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm going to guess June 30th. Do the Astros play that day?
I was pulling up the Astros schedule, so I didn't pick an off day.
That's just my birthday. That's why I went with that. They do. They play the Twins that night.
Isn't that? I feel like that's why you picked Lance McCullers the one time we did it.
That's it, June 30th?
I think so. I'm just guessing. But what I remember.
I'm going to go Hunter Brown, June 30th. Makes his return. Guess the date, Hunter Brown, 713-780-3776.
I'm going to go July 3rd.
Damn. That's the day I was going to pick. You know, for freedom, I'll pick July 4th.
For freedom. Hashtag America.
It's a home game. Makes sense.
I like the reasoning, Brian.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
For freedom.
For America.
Hunter Brown supports America.
Yeah, he's coming back that day.
For America.
And for the Astros, America's favorite team. We're sweating a couple of games today. We're sweating Orioles, White Sox. We're on the Orioles run line at -1.5. They have runners at first and second with one out. Up 4-2 in the top of the ninth. We really need, I mean, couple runs would be best.
Yeah, a blast here would be nice.
A double in the gap would be really, really nice. And we're also sweating the Mets and the Diamondbacks, giving up tremendous value on the money line. And the Mets trail 3-2 after six. So we need a rally there. Also, ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational is April 29th at Sterling Country Club. Early bird registration now open until the 12th. Just go to our website, ESPN975.com. Click on the Occasional Invitational, and when you check out, put in the promo code EARLYBIRD to get the early bird discount. That's promo code EARLYBIRD. We'll have a full day of golf, drinks, lunch provided by Brown Bag Deli, and dinner from Valencia's, and prizes for our top teams. Sign up now for the ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational. All right, Christian Javier struggled first couple of starts. How long is his leash, Joe, and Junkies?
Well, with Hunter Brown being out, it definitely changes the equation a little bit. But I think he's guaranteed at least another full month.
So
four more starts.
Four more starts?
Yeah. I think he's guaranteed at least another four starts. As you go into the six-man rotation, it's I think it comes down to when they come out of that six-man rotation, however long it lasts for, is when the ultimate question would be put into play. Because if, let's say Arrigetti and Jason Alexander come up, or it's Weiss or whoever ends up in the rotation. If they're outperforming Christian Javier, then I think you have to remove him in that situation, especially with Hunter Brown out for now who knows how long.
Yeah, I think the Hunter Brown injury obviously gives him a longer leash, right? Because if Hunter Brown sticks around, he's not leaving the rotation, clearly. You're going to the six-man because you're playing a bunch of games in a few amount of days. The six-man could have out-produced Christian Javier, to which now you're spotted. You're like, how do you tell that to the rest of your clubhouse? That, hey, we're going to bench the guy that's been better than the guy who's still in the rotation. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. So now you really... I think the Hunter Brown news probably buys Christian Javier an extra couple of starts, even maybe two to three starts, because now there's really nobody that's, you know, pressing to lift Javier out of the pitching rotation, because you're going to need two new starters if you go six man. One's going to be Spencer Arrigetti, mm-hmm. which it wouldn't shock anybody if Spencer Arrigetti pitches better than Christian Javier,
not at all.
Right? But then who's the next guy? Like, Michael Bolton was a spot start. I think that we learned something from the Astros' philosophy. They don't really view Ryan Weiss as a starter. So you go down to the farm, you got Colton Gordon, meh. You got, you know, Jason Alexander, who hasn't pitched well in the minors.
The summer of joy!
He doesn't really heat up until the summer. So, like, you know, is he pushing at Javier? I think you're right. I think it's four or five starts.
Yeah, I mean.
I think now more than ever, they have to try to get something out of him. Like, he was already getting paid. Now you have a starter out of the rotation. Your ace is out of the rotation. I think his runway just got pretty long. I think it got extended quite a bit.
Is there anyone else that's in under consideration? Like, is Ilola?
Unless they go with Weiss. I like Weiss's stuff. Like, I don't know what it looks like as a starter, obviously. I like Weiss. Mm-hmm. I'm a Weiss guy. I know a lot of people are like, this guy's a bum after what happened yesterday. Magnus effect, all that. And he's pitching out of position, you know. He's a starter.
It's true. So you got to see what it looks like in the rotation. Yeah. To really know.
Ulloa intrigues me. His walk rate's so high. Like, I really don't view him as a starter. I really don't.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe
they're in trouble, man. Like, their pitching's lousy. Their pitching's been bad. Their ace just got hurt. And they're about to embark on one of their toughest stretches in terms of games per day.
It's why I'm still surprised they're going to a six-man rotation. Because of where the bullpen's at. Like, I think adding...
Maybe
one of these longer guys, like long guys, to the bullpen might be more beneficial than going to a six-man rotation at this point. Like, I just I'm not sure how you don't avoid situations like yesterday where you're extremely limited in how many guys you have available to you. And if things aren't going well, that guy just is stuck out there and has to wear it. Like, I don't know if it makes sense to go to a six-man rotation with Hunter Brown being gone at all.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. How long do you think Javier's leash is? Guess the date on when Hunter Brown returns. Who's getting the two spots when the Astros go to the six-man rotation? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2. You know that I love you. You know that I love you like a brother. That's why you need Omwell in your life. Omwell's going to save you money on your property taxes. They're so annoying, these property taxes. They keep going up and up and up, and it's no fun. Just because your tax bill stayed the same, by the way, doesn't mean that it's right. With how much the market has shifted, there's still a really good chance you're paying more than you should. That's why you need Omwell. You know, it's fighting it is hard, right? You know, you're not equipped to do it like Omwell. Omwell does it for a living. You know, the counties are very difficult to deal with, inconsistent and appraisers. It takes a lot of time. You know, time that you don't have. Your time is precious. All of our time is precious. That's why Ownwell's so great. You sign up in 3 minutes at Ownwell, and they're going to be fighting for you like that. They'll email you every step along the way. Well, how much do I owe up front? Nothing. You owe nothing up front. You only pay when you save. That's the greatness that is Ownwell. And then also, they're just way better than other people that do the same thing. They beat their competitors, whether it's in Montgomery County, where Ownwell achieved a 94% success rate and a $349 savings per successful protest in homes in the 250 to 500K range. The market? Well, 81% success rate, almost 13% better, $231 average, almost over $100 better there. They double your money in Brazoria County with homes in the 500 to 750K range, which is more than two times what other firms are saving homeowners. Ownwell is simply the best. I used Ownwell last year. I'm in Montgomery County. They saved me some money. I'm excited to see how much money they're going to save me this year. New customers can expect to save on average $774 a year, and Ownwell has lowered property taxes for more than a half a million Texans. What are you waiting for? You need to do this. Save some money. Put it back in your pocket. Don't wait either. Deadline is sneaking up. May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. You can sign up and less than 3 minutes at Ownwell.com. Ownwell.com. Let them know Branham sent you when you complete that sign up at Ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
We got some sweats going. We're at three sweats of the day today. We're on Baltimore minus a run and a half. We're on Baltimore White Sox over seven. Baltimore leads the White Sox 4-2, bottom of the ninth, two outs, and a runner first. So serious sweat there. The Southside Samurai just struck out swinging.
I don't think you can say that.
I can't say that he's one of the greatest soldiers in Japanese history. It's a compliment, Joe.
I guess so.
It'd be like calling you a soldier, calling you a warrior. How dare I call Joe a warrior? How inappropriate that is. That's not inappropriate.
Well, the guy might get fired for it.
Well, he's probably going to get fired because he's not any good.
That's also true.
Southside Samurai is not offensive.
No, it's just you can't dub that nickname.
Why?
Well, then why is he in trouble?
Because they don't like him. They're looking for a reason to be mad at him.
But...
Is Southside Samurai inappropriate? 713-780-3776.
I think if you got permission for it, it's fine.
Okay. Also, we're on the Mets money line. They trail 3-2, bottom of the seventh. Mm-hmm. And we also had to play a unit and a half in order to win a unit in that game. So, need a Mets rally. A Juan Soto-less Mets team. Need a rally there. 713-780-ESPN. Jeremy catching himself from saying, I like the S word is the greatest check swing I've ever heard. Well done, sir. Oh, Joe. Well, thank you. Costco hot dogs are elite. Are they, or is the price elite? I think it's the price that's elite.
I've never had one.
From the Costco hot dog.
I don't go to Costco, so never had one.
You're not like one of those Costco guys?
No.
We bring the boom.
Oh.
Movie theater dog with the nacho cheese cup is fire. That's one of the biggest big back takes I've heard today. Yeah. So big back. Movie theater dog with nacho cheese.
I mean.
Sheesh.
The movie theater I go to has a Pizza Hut in it.
I feel for your arteries.
So we always get.
It's got a Pizza Hut?
Yeah, so they get like little pizzas.
I like whenever you have the butter you can put on yourself. You press the button, it's just like, here you go. Mm-hmm. Arteries clogged. So good. Cash or trash, Dana Brown was smart to not extend Hunter Brown.
Cash.
I made that take the start of the season. I wouldn't have extended Hunter Brown. Like, he wouldn't enter free agency until his age 30 year. Like, what do you, you know, you're overpaying at that point. July 4th said somebody for their start.
Brian said that too.
Somebody said second postseason game for Hunter Brown's return. That would suck. Saints Patrick says opening day 2027. That would suck. Key from LA pouring salt in the wounds. The Astros suck again. No ace for a while. Cool. Go be an Angels fan, Key from LA. Brown returns July 17th. Friday night game after the All-Star break. Oh, that's good thinking.
Yeah, after the break.
That's really good thinking. Yeah, that's next level thinking even. Foolishly, I need Javier to do well since I bought his rookie card a few years ago. Somebody said blow ball as a starter, the rotation. My wife puts sour cream on her brats. I make sure to ridicule her every time, rightfully so.
Yikes.
He from L.A., you'll have bottom-tier pitching with mid-tier batting. Start planning for Cancun now. The Astros lead the league in runs, dude. What are you talking? You're an Angels fan. Like, didn't Mike Trout just land on the IL again?
He did.
All right, Key from L.A. I get it now, actually, Key from L.A. You're stuck in Angel misery with Mike Trout, one of the greatest talents ever. Can't win a playoff series, so you try to tear down the Astros because you're miserable and misery likes company. Go watch your Halos, dude. 713-780-ESPN. All right. Who do you think are the candidates for the two spots in the six-man rotation?
Arrigetti's a lock.
Yep.
I know the numbers haven't been good in the minors, but I still lean Jason Alexander.
You going with the summer of George?
Yeah. He was good enough last year. I just don't know if, is Bolton the guy?
I don't think he's going to be a starter. In fact, I thought we would see a move today with somebody going down because they both pitched a lot. Yeah. Bolton got, an MRI.
Oh, from when he got hit in the tricep in the first inning? I think it was.
Yeah, he got that comebacker.
It was like the second batter of the game.
Yeah, up in the first inning.
No, I think it's going to be in Jason Alexander as the other one. Because I think you're right with Weiss. I probably would have said before today Weiss.
I talked the other one,
but you talked me into it.
That's dangerous.
I know, but it makes your logic a sound of why Weiss didn't start yesterday and why he was in the bullpen.
Boom.
So
there we go. Jeremy Branham's right.
I'll go Jason Alexander and Arrigetti.
We don't know that yet. It's just me trying to have a little feel. Trying to have deductive reasoning. Jason Alexander is scheduled to pitch tonight for Sugarland.
Yada, yada, yada.
I don't know if he's the start. Their game's not until 7, but that's something to monitor.
If he does well tonight, it might earn him a spot in the rotation at this point.
I don't think you have many options. There's one that we probably do need to consider. Dana Brown said that it could be an option.
Gayway?
Yep, Gayway.
I've liked him so far in the bullpen. Same thing with Blue Ball. I get why people would text that in and suggest it, but your bullpen's weak as it is.
I do wonder, though, the Blue Ball thing where he threw 40-something pitches the other day. I wonder in the back of their mind if they were, trying to extend him.
As a potential piggyback guy, or if you need to.
Or just one of your six guys.
Yeah, I would be fine with the experiment, with giving him a shot at it. I'd have no problem with that.
Gayway started seven games in the bigs last year. Didn't go well, but pitched 7 games in the bigs. I think he'd be in line for, one of the – at least a name in the hat for the sixth starter.
Well,
he, Jason Alexander, maybe Weiss, maybe Blue Ball. I'm not as confident in the last two.
No. Do you think there's any chance that they go to a kind of six-man rotation, but that sixth game is a bullpen game?
Good. They could go opener.
Yeah, go opener and just get through it in chunks, and maybe Blue Ball does start the game and he gets you 2 innings, and then it's, K-Way and Bolton K-Way. And trying to find a way through it.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the most logical thing. The problem with that is that if it comes after a day like Javier starting, you're in trouble.
You're right.
Yeah, sorry. I just coughed. My bad.
Do I need to send Brian to get you some water?
No, it's okay.
I was about to offer it myself. I was like, we got Brian there. Key from L.A. says, go Halos. Go for it, man. Another junkie. I get Javier hasn't performed, but how quickly we forget how dominant he was pre-Tommy Juan. I think he just wanted to use the Tommy Juan joke. I don't even really think he believes that take.
It's so long ago at this point.
Right, but he said Tommy Juan.
Yeah.
I think he just wanted to fire off a Tommy Juan. I don't even really believe that he believes what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was his gateway to use the phrase Tommy Juan.
Probably.
You know what? You're gone. That's racist. Wow. That's racist.
You Boom. Are out of here.
That's racist. You don't even believe what you're saying. You just wanted to say Tommy Juan. I can see right through your BS. If we give you the benefit of the doubt here, and we pretend what you meant was authentic and true, which uh-huh. I don't think it was. I think you just wanted to say Tommy Juan, which I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad that he used it.
You just ejected him.
Right, but I think it's one of those hey, can you throw me out of the game? Sure, I got you. See you later. Okay. I'm doing it for my team,
Fair.
It's one of those. Manager, umpire.
Yeah, sometimes just say, I got to motivate the guys.
Yeah, and hey, can you throw me out? Yeah. Yeah, I got you. See you later. And they're thanks, man. And then they're gone. It's one of those ejections.
Sure.
Because I hope that he understands that I recognize what he was doing by saying Tommy Juan. Mm-hmm. But if we were to entertain this thought, he's just a different pitcher. Javier lived in the margins, right? His velo was just good enough. His induced vertical break was just good enough. Post Tommy Wan, it's not. It's not. He just doesn't have it anymore. He lived on the margins pre Tommy Wan, and because he lived on the margins, now that he's had Tommy Wan, he can't get big league hitters out. He can't get big league hitters out consistently. What I'm hoping for, Javier, actually, is that he can. I've given up on him as a starter. I'll say it. I hope that I'm proven wrong, and Brian has to clip this, and hey, bad take, Boulevard, worst takes of the year. I hope that's the case. I'm to the point now where I've given up to him so much as a starter. I just hope he can be a decent arm in the bullpen.
They got to put him there first.
Like, I think he can give you an inning, right? Like, well, can he just, like, you know, let it fly?
Yeah.
Not trying to, you know, sustain his level of stuff as a starter. Hey, one inning, Javier, go every other day, go out there, let it fly. You know, maybe you get to 95, 96. Maybe the IVB can go an inch or two, and it makes him a decent reliever.
Do you think is there a chance they do that this year, or do you think that's like a next season?
You need the quality of starters. Like, you have to have five at least starters who are better than him. And right now, I think there are some doubts.
Do we know when Blanco, do we have any idea when those guys are coming back?
I mean, best case, midsummer. He and Wesneski.
So I guess they could factor, like, that could be the Javier timeline too, of if one of them is coming back, that could move Javier to the bullpen at that point. Because in theory, with this timeline, you might still be without Hunter Brown.
Junkie says that's racist, but Southside Samurai isn't. No, I think it's a compliment. Y'all know what a samurai is? I don't think y'all know what a samurai is. Brian, do you know what a samurai is, Brian the Brain? What's a samurai?
It's a warrior from old, feudal Japan? Is that the term?
There you go, feudal Japan. I don't know if that's the term, but it sounds good. Here is what Google AI says a samurai is. Because I looked this up yesterday, whenever that White Sox guy got in trouble. Samurai were the elite military class of pre-industrial Japan, serving as armed retainers, administrators, and officials for lords from the 12th century until the abolition of their status in 1876. These were the elite of the elite. These were the masters. These were people that were far superior than anybody else. That is not it's not an insult. That is a compliment.
I hear you.
It's a compliment. That's like calling somebody like a Green Beret. Thanks. You're as tough as a Green Beret. I appreciate you. I wouldn't be like, you're a racist. Ah. No, it's a compliment.
It's just not something that, like...
That's also just part of the picture. Like, usually, like, not to take this way too seriously for a second, like, it's not great to jump to the nickname that happens to fit with the ethnicity.
So what if I called you a samurai?
It'd be weird.
Would it be it'd racist? Also be,
no, it'd just be kind of out of context.
It'd just be weird.
Yeah. That would be out of context. I'm calling him elite at what he does. He's our Jeremy and Joe samurai. He's an elite producer.
What's our shirt company? Can they make that? Jeremy and Joe Samurai?
Jeremy and just the Samurai, Brian the Brain.
I'm sure we can get one.
It's a compliment.
I guess. I think it's just weird that like he gave it to him without asking. Like,
I don't think you ask somebody for their permission on a nickname. I didn't ask Brian how he felt about me calling him Brian the Brain.
That's true, which is maybe just now a new thing.
I like it. It's kind of the same thing as his name. Just move a letter around.
That's true.
It's happened before.
There you go. Brian the Brain. Orioles beat the White Sox 4-2. They beat the Southside Samurai in his White Sox.
So cash half the ticket?
4-2. No, actually, we actually came out ahead there because we had Baltimore -1.5 runs, but at +115. And then we don't win the over-under, which we lose, you know, 100 there. But we come out +15 ahead. So we actually won that game. Not much. But with that win, +15, we're now at +105 on the year.
Okay.
Which our unit's 100, and I just gave it away.
Wow.
I just gave away our unit size.
Wow, gave it away.
I just gave away our unit
size. How big is your unit?
It's 100.
You've been crushing people for asking.
I gave it away.
You were ejecting people yesterday for asking.
I did.
You ejected two people yesterday.
But I was doing the math, and it came out. It slipped. It's my bad. It slipped. I'm sorry. I didn't intentionally do it. I hope you understand that.
No, I understand it wasn't intentional.
But anyway, so we won +15 on our unit size. And we also we're up over a unit on the year.
That's good.
Just a little bit more than a unit on the year. And we're also up just a little bit more than two units this week. We're +215 this week.
Really need the Mets to come through, though.
We're +215 this week. We're +105 on the year. We're on the Mets money line, which we put 151 to win 100 on that.
Brooks Raley on the mound right now for the Mets.
Everyday Raley.
Every day.
I love that guy. I kind of miss him.
We could use him right now.
We could lose. Oh, he's on the mound for the Mets. Yeah. We need him to preserve the deficit. Yeah, need him to preserve the deficit. We could call him the soundboard samurai, says a junkie. That's pretty good.
That's
more
Brian, the soundboard samurai.
That's pretty good.
See? Like, samurai's a compliment. I don't know why you people are so bent out of shape about this. Brian is right. Well, that's why we call him Brian the Brain. Not saying that one. 5010. Tom Cruise, the last samurai.
Yeah.
That's true.
There was a period in Hollywood where we just, like, I think Matt Damon also got one, too, didn't he? I think where he was playing like a Japanese warrior.
Yes.
Yeah, I forget what that movie
the
was.
The Wall?
Yeah, it was The Wall. Yeah.
You think that would be in China?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Y'all said Japanese.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't say that.
Somebody said it, Jack Jeremy. I did give away the unit size, my bad. Dang, JB, you have such a... I'm not reading that one, 6181. Randy Johnson, that's a big unit. You guys are ridiculous.
Did you stop reading someone who's going to have a take on the size of your unit?
I did. Mm. Yeah. I gave it away. I guess now we can just openly talk about it.
Cat's out of the bag.
We're plus 105 on the year. We're plus 215 this week, boys.
All right.
713-780-ESPN, HRP, listener line. Willabits, coming up next. You never know what you're going to get. You can just expect mediocrity. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Doing a golf draft with my friends. Masters golf draft. I can't hear you.
When are we doing ours tomorrow?
I don't, it's not great radio. Only it's great radio, dude. Drafts on the air. Maybe we can do it off the air and we can just highlight it.
That's fine.
Want to do a highlight it?
I'm good with that.
All right.
No opposition.
What are the, you know what's better than having a live draft on the air? Discussing the rules of the non-life draft that you're going to be having.
Fair take.
There's three of us, right? We're doing the three of us.
Mm-hmm. Who else would it be included?
Yeah, what would the other option be?
We could get listeners, I guess. If they beat us, they can win a shirt or something.
We could do that. But then I feel like we have to do it on the air then. Unless you give out your personal cell phone number to listeners.
I mean, we call from the hotline number.
Not if we do it off the air.
I mean,
you were saying we would do it on the air show. If it was listeners.
Oh, before the show?
I don't know.
I got things to do.
So how many golfers are we drafting?
Four?
Yep.
That's very light.
Is it?
For a three-man draft, you're only drafting 12 golfers?
Feels like you have the opinion here, so just tell us.
Well, it's got to be even.
Great point.
We know that in a snake draft, it has to be an even-numbered draft. Otherwise, it's fraudulent.
That's why I said four, not five.
I mean, I was going to say six or eight.
I'm good with eight.
And then maybe, half of them, maybe top three count to the score. Let's do that. Let's do an 8-round draft.
Okay.
Top three count to your score. Okay. And the top three, lowest score.
Mm-hmm. Lowest total score?
Is your winner.
Or your lowest score of the three.
Yeah, that's how golf works. Lowest
score.
Lowest total.
No, I'm asking, are you just picking your best golfer?
No, it's your threesome.
Three?
No, okay. your best three scores contribute to your score.
Okay.
And the best trio score is the winner.
Yes.
And what's the bet?
I don't know. We got a burger bet going.
I'm still drinks? Quite a bit.
When have we gone somewhere where I can buy you a drink?
I'm just going to buy Brian a bottle of Jack.
I work.
I'll buy you a drink on Friday.
Rather old humble, but.
Fair. I'm not really in that area.
I'm either in Specs and Total Wine.
Yeah, I'm not really in that area.
You never drive by a Specs.
That's what we'll do. We'll do that. But we'll do it tomorrow. Maybe we'll do it before the show. That way we don't bore the listeners. And then we'll just recap the draft. That way you can sweat along. All right. 713-780.
We'll doctor tomorrow, by the way.
We'll doctor. Maybe we'll just make Will Doctor segments 10 minutes. And then our last 3 minutes, we'll talk about our greatness.
Make him pick a winner.
He'll pick a winner.
No, like amongst us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's why we call you Brian the Brain. You come up with ideas that we don't. And they're usually solid. They're usually better than things that we could pick up. All right, Willabits here. Brian the Brain didn't hit the Willabit rejoin. That's all right. There's only a couple of these, by the way. Bad questions and pressures. Both of these happened over the weekend. The first one, here was a reporter asking Don Staley, head coach at South Carolina, who Gino Auriemma wanted to fight. But they asked Don Staley about the number one recruit, actually number two recruit, in women's basketball. But it's the wrong USC. She's actually going to the one in California. Here is that interaction.
As a South Carolina Gamecocks who look to bring in Sanaya Hall for next year, how excited are you to have her into this program?
Who?
Sanaya Hall. Oh, wait, actually, never mind. I apologize for a little bit, but as you...
Did something come over the under the transfer portal?
I mean, like, I thought it was a University of South Carolina, but it was actually...
USC.
Oh, I got a little mixed up, but actually, for clarification...
There you go.
Yikes, man. Yikes.
She immediately recognized the mistake, though.
She probably saw her face.
She went, oops. Yeah, her face was kind of messed up. Yeah. Kind of bush league, I thought. Like,
well,
yeah, she got it wrong there.
It's a little
bad question at a press conference.
It's a very bad question.
Yeah, not great. Not great. Next one comes from the NIT. Do you know who won the NIT?
No.
You didn't read the rundown?
Auburn.
I mean, I understand you didn't watch it and you might not know, but I mean, deductive reasoning here.
You're right.
It literally says Auburn post game, congrats, NIT.
Oh, they could have lost and gave a congrats.
One of these days, I'm going to work with somebody who reads the rundown.
I read the rundown.
Brian the Brain reads it.
I just didn't read that.
Literally says, it says, sixth topic of the day.
Wheel of Bits.
WOB / bad questions oppressors.
I thought the point of the segment was to not know what was coming.
We play dumb, but we already went inside baseball on this.
Yeah.
Because that one text is always like, y'all know what y'all are talking about, trying to be the smartest guy in the room. And it's like, yeah, everybody does. Like, we've broken down the fourth wall. And then the two sound, we type our sound bites in red. That way we can, you know, it sticks out, right?
So blankers can see it.
The first one says, reporter asked Don Staley about number one recruit in WBB, but it's the wrong USC. And then the second bullet point says Auburn post game congrats NIT.
Yeah, but I can't even rely on this because, as you pointed out, the first one was factually incorrect.
How so?
You said it was the number two recruit.
Oh, I figured that. See? Out in post.
Oh, okay.
I realized that in post. Plus, there's different publications. She's probably number one in one and number two in another.
Sure. My bad.
Yeah, I saw a tweet today that had her as number two, so I was like, oh.
Okay. Congrats, Auburn.
So anyways, here was the sideline reporter NIT game, which I have no idea where it aired. Maybe ESPN? But the sideline reporter of the game talking to the Auburn player fresh off of their championship win.
Auburn's NIT champs. That sentence sounds like what?
Go take it.
Congrats on a great season.
Congrats on a great season.
Was that the last question?
I don't. This is the only one I saw. I didn't watch the NIT.
That or she just bailed.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, was like her.
Well, it definitely was the last question.
But like, did she bail out? Like, was it also the first question?
Oh, I don't know.
And she just like bailed after because it was she didn't get a response.
Oh, maybe.
Because it's a bad question.
I appreciate the Auburn players. Like, yeah, we'll take it.
Because they know it's stupid.
But I mean, yeah. But also, they could have very easily been like, we don't care about this, lose in the first round.
You're right.
Like, I mean, it's admirable that they won the games, but it's also, I think it's more admirable that after they won the games, that they were just like, we understand we just won.
Yeah.
Like, we're competitors. We like to play the games. So we're going to go out here and try to win. But at the same time, we do know what we just achieved.
Even to be ironic, would you ever get an NIT champion shirt?
No.
If the Cougs ever won it?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Mapes has one.
No way.
Yeah.
To be funny?
Yeah.
That is kind of funny, actually. That's just not my personality.
I just don't even think I could even purchase one.
That's my thing. I'm not spending $40 on an NIT championship shirt.
If they were like $20, maybe.
Even then.
But they're going to be full price.
I need $9.99.
Which at some point you probably get it for like $5.
Yeah.
Maybe just wait it out a little bit.
I mean, here's a hot take, though, based on the Auburn NIT championship. Should have been in the tournament.
Who was the last team in? SMU?
I can't remember. SMU was in the first four.
I think
Miami of Ohio was in the first four.
I think they said SMU was the last team that qualified.
Would have SMU won the NIT? Should have Auburn been in over SMU?
I'm going to say no just because I don't like the Pearls. They annoy me.
I think they proved that they probably should have been in. I'm not an Auburn guy either, but I think they proved that they probably should have made the tournament.
Probably.
Beat a lot of non-tournament teams.
They did. They did do that.
Congratulations to the Auburn Tigers. You're NIT world champions of the world. I realize it's tradition, but why is there still an NIT? No one cares. You know, there's the basketball crown now where there's like an eight-team tournament. I think Baylor won it.
What's that?
Baylor was playing at least in the final. I think they might have won it. It's an 8-team tournament for teams that are not in the tournament, and they all go to Vegas and they play at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. And the winner, like the winning team, gets like $750K.
Okay,
and then they the players get it. So it's like an NIL tournament outside of the tournament.
So kind of like the regular season.
It's a little different the structure, happens, but yeah, like,
kind of the same idea.
Yeah, it's an 8-team tournament. Winner gets like $500K, $750K, something like that. I can't remember the exact amount.
It would make the like NIT a little more interesting if they made it all NIL focused for the programs.
Yeah,
and like where the players were just like making money.
They There's incentive now. Play. Yeah, I think Baylor won it
because they got rid of the other one, right? CBT or whatever it was called.
CBI. I mean, I think the CBT was probably a thing once upon a time too,
but that's gone now. That got canceled.
I think. Oh, Baylor lost to Oklahoma in the semifinals of the Crown. Mm. And it looks like Oklahoma won this. No. They lost to West Virginia. West Virginia is the Crown championship of the world.
Congrats.
Big 12 basketball fan.
Third time's the charm.
West Virginia should have been in the tournament.
West Virginia Mountaineers, the world champions of the world.
Big 12 basketball.
College basketball Crown. Congratulations. I didn't realize that about the Mountaineers. You know who won it last year, though, the Crown?
Nope. Didn't know it existed.
Nebraska.
Oh.
Yeah, so a lot of people think it's kind of like the pipeline tournament, that it can kind of like spark your next season.
Okay.
Which West Virginia's pretty young, and they had a first-year coach. So, West Virginia, top 4 seed next year, according to the history of the Crown.
Yep, the one-year history.
If you win the NIT, you should be automatically bid into the tournament next year. You can't do that NIL era. You can't do that anymore. Auburn solidified in their rank of the 69th team of the country. Make the NIT a play into the Big Dance somehow. It's just impossible. Like, you wouldn't be able to get enough games in before the real tournament. You couldn't do it.
Yeah, like, you could do or like
you know, here's the solution. You want the NIT to get an automatic bid into the NCAA tournament? Get rid of the NIT. Just make it team 65 through 78 or 76, whatever they're expanding it to.
So just make it a bunch of playing games?
I mean, that's what they're basically saying. This junkie's saying make the NIT get an automatic bid into the NCAA tournament. That's what they're doing with the expansion of the tournament.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like the expansion of the tournament. A junkie says the winner of y'all's Masters thing should get a Samurai Brian shirt. It's a good call. St. Patrick says that he's game. Southside Samurai is a great nickname. Plus, he played for Team Japan, who are called the Samurai Japan. There you go. Keanu Reeves had a samurai movie. It's not a bad term. You guys are just weird about it. 713-780-ESPN. Junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? Oh, Bannister's managing the game? What happened?
Someone get thrown out?
Guess the manager got thrown out. I love Bannister. I hope he's the next manager of the Astros. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Mike's hot. He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. Brian behind the glass. 713-780-ESPN. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Soccer Matters coming up at the top of the hour. Glenn Davis live and in person. Doesn't get better than that. Mets tied it, by the way, in the bottom of the eighth. So we go to the ninth. We have a unit and a half on the line here, chasing a unit. Mets, Diamondbacks, we need the Metropolitans. They're tied at three, top of the ninth. You know who's on the mound for the Metropolitans?
Nope.
Devin Williams.
Oh, that's right.
That'd have been great like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. We're on the Mets.
Maybe you turn it around.
What are you watching?
What's ever gone wrong betting on the Mets?
Nothing.
It's the Cubs, Astros, Rockets tonight.
Yeah, I'll probably just go Astros, Rockets.
Same. Rockets starting at 10 o'clock.
Rocket power.
So dumb.
I'll probably fall asleep watching the Rockets. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be Romano and watch you. Like, oh, yeah, I stayed up and watched the Rockets.
Just watch it in the morning.
I'm not going to DVR it, though. I'll watch as much as I can.
Why not just DVR it?
I don't want to watch the whole game tomorrow.
Just watch on, like, fast forward.
It takes 2 hours. At least an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's probably
I do my show prep in the morning. Maybe I'll watch it as I do prep.
But that's like 30 minutes, and then what are you going to do the rest of your time?
Yeah, that's Joe. You got the wrong Jay, dog. And Joe stepped up his prep this year.
He's
up to 45 minutes. He goes a hard 40 now.
Yep. 1 minute for every minute it takes to get here.
He just doesn't read what everybody else put in the rundown. Especially the ones that are in red.
Joe's colorblind. We found that out today. Yep.
All right, what's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. What you got, Joe?
I'm not named Brian.
What did I do?
Ooh, Brian
Bush
the Brain?
League.
Brian the Brain's Bush League.
Yeah.
Four?
So, Brian made a... He alluded to this yesterday. I didn't know the full story that Michael Carroll has been messing with the intro to the bullpen.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
And today I learned why, Jeremy.
Why?
Because Brian, apparently on the air, said, quote... I like salty nuts. Or a salty nut.
That's a slight misquote. But the misquote would make it sound worse. Like, I won't actually tell you what
that's what Bush League is. You pull every compromising drop of Jeremy and I. Jeremy had to walk himself back from a comment.
Pull clips from my own show?
Yeah, sure.
Nah. Michael did that.
So I think it's Bush League that you compromise us.
I mean, you could be a good teammate and listen.
But you don't compromise yourself.
The bullpen.
Yeah, I think that's kind of Bush League. Yep. Now, I will defend Brian. Well, hold on a second. I'm about to defend you, big boy. It's not in the confines of this show.
You're right.
So, like, that would be the best argument for Brian. I'm not sure if I were a judge on who I would, you know, side with. But I think it's a good argument that everything that we say awkwardly, Brian will pull and embarrass us. And then... What Brian says, whenever he's on the air, he doesn't pull himself.
Doesn't pull it.
Brian's argument will be, well, it wasn't in the confines of 3 to 6 Monday through Friday.
But to be fair, there are things that Brian has said on this show.
That he doesn't pull.
That he doesn't pull.
That would be the Bush League part.
That would be Bush League.
I actually side on your thing where if it's a bullpen, that's kind of y'all show's property. I'm actually on your side on
well,
this.
Well, that and too, if I started playing my own drops, you guys would think that was weird.
Unless it was just a funny drop that fit in with the show.
Yeah, but I just can't think of how that would naturally fit in.
I wish I had my own buttons in here.
Yeah, that'd be good.
There was one radio station I worked at that had that.
That'd be
very
cool.
Very jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what you got?
My junkie of the day is little TJ, arrested in connection with the shooting of Offset. That's what I got.
It's not good.
I never trusted little TJ.
What did that take, like 3 years? How long has it been
since? Something was always, I thought, a little off with Offset, too.
Well, isn't
you making the joke there? Or?
Joe isn't listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
What'd I say?
No, I was listening to Brian.
Little TJ, though. He's always kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
I think Brian got his shootings confused.
Shoes?
Shootings confused.
What do you mean?
Because this is a new one.
What did Brian say?
That, because you said it took a few years, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking of the guy from Migos. Is that not?
It's the other one that got shot.
This happened like last night.
Yeah, okay, the other one got shot last
night. My bad.
Oh, it's related to the other guy? Not that the shooting is connected.
Yeah, I think they're...
victim has been related? Like, they're
No. But, connected? Like, Brian got the two shootings separated.
What do you got, Brian the Brain?
I got JP3's fifth inning.
Yeah.
That was night ideal.
More like JPE.
Oh, I see
JPE 6.
I'll also nominate 410-foot outs as Yordan and Correa both put one. I think they said Yordan's was 414 and just resulted in an out in the
ridiculous
box score. And then the final one is...
Yeah, that's enough for you.
Jumping,
that's all you need.
Jumping the line as Jeremy jumps the line. Only to be found right that I did not, in fact, jump the line.
That's a good nominee.
And, I think that's the winner.
That was an embarrassing moment. Not little TJ?
No.
I guess I'll go with that to avoid it for myself.
Thank you, Chef on Twitch. Says he says it's going to be Yiner tonight. Doesn't know why, but it's going to be Yiner, which is pretty funny. Alex nominated Brian earlier. I forgot why.
Oh, okay. You don't have it in front of you?
No, he said it like at the very beginning of the show. I can't remember what it was. Anyways, that doesn't really help out things. I lost my text line. Where'd my text line go? 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line.
Joe, for not reading the rundown from the text line.
Oh, that's a good call. I think that might be our new leader in the clubhouse.
No, you're the winner.
You know what? Solidarity with Joe. It's Jeremy.
Bingo. Goodbye.
One whining moment. Junkie, that is anyone thinking a Japanese baseball warrior samurai is racist. It's honorific and awesome. I agree. All right, what's winning?
Yep.
I'm the winner. Junkie of the day. Might be the first one ever. It does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. Thanks to the great Khalid for doing even better work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Go Mets!
H-Town. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.